would not be Christmas without a pantomime. Comedian Rufus Hound is returning to Norfolk to star in Jack and the Beanstalk at Norwich Theatre Royal. He also had a chat with Rachel Banham, and Dorothy Sneasby will tell us why panto is so important to him.
Rufus Hound is known for his skill of making people laugh, but when he speaks of the importance of pantomime, he is totally serious. The comedian will play King Nigel of Norwich in Jack and the Beanstalk at Norwich Theatre Royal from December the 10th to January the 7th, and he is pleased to be back in the city. He says, "The theatre is incredibly well supported. When you know that there's a really well supported local theatre during their panto, it's like the panto is the theatre's badge of honour. It's the thing when it does reach back into its community and goes, hey, who fancies a laugh? It's going to be fun." The panto also stars Joe Tresini as Jack, as well as Couchside star Amanda Henderson, comedian Sally Hotchkiss, Dale Hudson from EastEnders, and Linda John-Pierre from Britain's Got Talent. For the 22nd year at Norwich Theatre, panto favourite Richard Gauntlett will return as Dame Trot. Rufus is best known as a stand-up comedian for his stretch on Celebrity Juice and as the voice behind Waffle the Wonder Dog. Pantomime is a genre for which he has high regard. "The thing I love about panto, and indeed the thing I've in the last few years really more strongly decided to follow as an instinct in my career, is making really phenomenally good family entertainment," he says. The fact that most people's first exposure to theatre is panto, and the fact that panto can be done so blissfully, heart-thawingly, vein-electrifyingly well, means there is a bar set. People can be very snooty about panto, largely because they've seen some bad ones, cheap ones, ones with no love and no care and attention. But if you go and see a great pantomime, you'll leave feeling years younger. Rufus speaks of the importance of building a pantomime where the jokes appeal to everyone, so children and adults can share the experience. "That's its power," he says. "You don't get that from sitting in a room with three of you looking at various screens at various points. It's something so much deeper. No one is going to phone me and ask me to be Prime Minister, so I might as well stick to doing the thing I can actually do, which is do funny voices and hopefully make you laugh, with something that will be a memory for you, your kids, your grandkids, and whoever else you bring." The motivation, he says, is to put on a show that makes people happy. He is delighted that the team at the Theatre Royal wants to make the show as good as it can be, just like he does. "That's why it's absolutely joyous to be coming to Norwich, because it's an incredible theatre city. It's populated with people who just get it," he adds. "Genuinely, since the conversation about being part of Norwich's panto came up, everything has been enthusiasm and looking forward to getting there and getting stuck in." Jack and the Beanstalk is at Norwich Theatre Royal from December the 10th to January the 7th. For tickets, call 01603 630 000 or visit the website at www.norwichtheatre.org.
Thank you, Dorothy. I'm sure Rufus's love of panto is shared by all of our team here, and probably by most of our listeners. And Tim, this means we now have our Christmas panto quiz. How did Jack make the beanstalk?
I don't know. How did he make the beanstalk?
He just held up a microphone, and then he couldn't stop them from talking. I think we'd better move on quickly.